This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Narang Koyang. Deputy Commandant Nikom Riba from Arunachal Pradesh Police has been selected for the Medal for Meritorious Service on the occasion of Independence Day 2026. Riba is the sole recipient from Arunachal Pradesh listed under the Police Service category. The Medal for Meritorious Service is a national service medal awarded to personnel in the police, fire services, civil defense, Home Guards and Correctional Services for valuable service characterized by resourcefulness and devotion to duty. In response to the news, Deputy Chief Minister Chona May has extended his congratulations to Deputy Commandant Riba and said that the recognition reflects his sincere commitment, exemplary professionalism, and dedicated service to the nation. May added that it is indeed a proud moment for Arunachal Pradesh. Joining the rest of the nation, Arunachal Pradesh solemnly commemorated Partition Horrors Remembrance Day today. In Naharlagun, the Department of Art and Culture, Government of Arunachal Pradesh, commemorated Partition Horrors Remembrance Day at the auditorium of the Directorate of Art and Culture in Naharlagun today. The event created a reflective platform to honor the victims and recall the memory of one of the most painful chapters in Indian history. The commemoration also featured the screening of a historical documentary on Partition Horrors Remembrance Day to give attendees a vivid perspective on the era. Similarly, Partition Horrors Remembrance Day was also observed in Pasighat, Daporizo, and Tawang. The Independence Day Lok Bhavan Games and Sports Competition, which commenced on 10th August, concluded at Lok Bhavan, Itanagar today. The event was conducted under inspiring theme Physically Strong, Mentally Awake, Morally Straight, reflecting the Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak vision of nurturing individuals who are healthy in body, alert in mind, and guided by strong moral values. The Governor actively participated in the sporting activities alongside officers and staff of Lok Bhavan and attached departments. Motivating the participants, the Governor emphasized that physical fitness is not merely a personal pursuit, but a vital component of a disciplined and productive life. He noted that sports cultivate perseverance, teamwork, leadership, and integrity, while helping individuals remain physically robust and mentally agile. The winners and runners-up were felicitated by the Governor during the Independence Day celebrations at Lok Bhavan tomorrow. In a prompt and coordinated response, Tawang Police has successfully traced and safely recovered four minor boys reported missing from Eklavya Model Residential School, Bana, in East Kameng District. Acting on telephonic information received from SEPA Police at around 12:30 p.m. today, a team from Police Station Tawang under the supervision of Superintendent of Police Tawang, Tasi Darang, launched an extensive search across Tawang Township. The sustained search efforts yielded quick results, and all four minor boys were successfully intercepted and located near the parade ground area, Tawang. Following the recovery, the minors were subsequently brought to police station, Tawang, for necessary formalities, interaction, and monitoring by the Child Welfare Committee. After completion of the required procedures and counseling, all four minors have been safely handed over to their parents. A mass social service and cleanliness drive was conducted across the 20 wards of Itanagar Municipal Corporation on the eve of Independence Day with a special cleanliness drive held at Nirjuli Main Market. Speaking on the occasion, IMC Deputy Mayor Tok Tabin Kamdir said that such mass social service activities are being conducted in every ward of the corporation to promote cleanliness and civic responsibility among citizens. He appealed to residents to actively participate in cleanliness activities and take proper care of their respective wards. He said collective efforts are essential to make Itanagar cleaner and more beautiful. The deputy mayor also extended his warm wishes to all citizens on the occasion of Independence Day. A meeting was convened today under the chairmanship of the Deputy Commissioner Daporizo to deliberate on the launch of Dapo 100, a community-led initiative under the Daporizo Clean Town Mission aimed at promoting responsible waste management through sustained public participation. The program will be formally launched tomorrow on the occasion of Independence Day, along with the Daporizo Declaration, a collective public pledge calling upon citizens to take ownership of the cleanliness of their town. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.